With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's guest is so exciting to me. Do you know what? This guest, even the sight of her face just cheers me up. And I know that you can't see her face, but I will make such great things come out of her face. I sound like Donald Trump now. It's going to be so great.
And if that laugh hasn't given it away.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. She needs no introduction.
Yeah, I was going to say, answers
it's
on a postcard.
The laugh. So welcome, welcome. Dear. First of all, the manly voice.
You better
is,
say who it is just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, sorry.
But
okay.
It's like the manly voice is...
You're not talking about me, are you?
Well, the manly voice is not me. I'm the slightly... Well, let's start this again.
I've got a very manly voice, to be fair.
I did tell you it was unrehearsed.
I love it.
Hi, everyone. It's going to be okay eventually, this podcast. My name is Jo Elvin. I'm the editor-in-chief of Glamour, and we're already having too much fun. I'm here today with our associate editor, James Williams.
Hello.
And the fantabulous Alicia Dixon.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I'm just going to say it right now.
Go on.
Alicia, the last time you and I shared a microphone, I won't say how long ago it was. I'll just say it was...
last week.
Last week. Yeah. I was going to say the Mystique years.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we shared a microphone, Alicia and I actually sang karaoke. We sang Wannabe, as in the Spice Girls Wannabe, in Ayanapa.
We did.
We sound so trendy. And I just used the word trendy, which totally undoes anything about that's trendy about it.
We did have an epic night.
Yeah, I did a very poor performance of Jerry or Emma, and then you just came and smashed it and did an incredible, like, off-the-cuff rap. And I still dine off that story now. Every time you're on TV on Britain's Got Talent, owning it or winning Strictly Come Dancing, I'm going, did karaoke with her, smashed it.
It was such a good night. We were quite nervous, but the fact that we went out, got very drunk with lots of journalists. Yeah. I don't know what we were thinking, but it turned out to be good, right?
Yeah, there was no social media, you see, so
exactly.
You could do that then.
That wouldn't happen now.
See, this is why journalists like Alicia Dixon, because Alicia Dixon likes a drink.
I do.
I mean, those were fish bowls. Do you remember the actual fish bowl cocktails? I got brain freeze from drinking those things.
Don't.
They were as blue as your jacket today as well.
I have calmed down a lot more now since becoming a mum.
We are adults.
That's what they all say, though, right? Yeah. No, in fact, I drink more.
That's what I'm saying.
There is a connection
That's
there.
That's what happens. That's exactly
Wine
what happens.
9 o'clock is my favourite time of the day.
And what is that, about 3:30?
Yes!
Yeah.
Whilst cooking our dinner. Yeah.
Dinner gets earlier and earlier.
I remember I used to really reward myself when I was on maternity leave if I made it to the Richard and Judy hour at 5 p.m. That was like, okay, you've made it again.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Poor Richard and Judy. Yeah, they were sort of like my Everest.
Oh, I love that.
Every day.
Rock and Roll Book Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alicia Dixon, how are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but aren't we all?
You don't look it.
No, not at all.
I'm sick of saying I'm tired. I've got to just start saying, oh, I'm full of life, I'm energised. But no, I've been quite busy juggling lots of different projects, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
I can't complain because I am doing lots of things that I'm enjoying, working on fashion, working on music, started a brand new show, Britain's Got Talents around the corner.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling really lucky.
It's like, you know, BGT, it just seems like it's on all year. And to be honest, I don't see why it isn't. I think it's frankly rude that you don't just make it all year.
You'd be sick of it if it was on.
No.
the time.
No, I don't know. It's just one of those comforts in my life.
I like the fact that it comes along and it's a big event and it's short and it's snappy and everyone gets involved and then you look forward to seeing it again.
But how much of your year is actually dedicated to it? Like, when do you, how much of your, how many months do you
have? Well, January and February are the auditions and then we do a bit of promo, a bit of press, deliberations, and then we hit the live shows in May. So it doesn't actually take up as much of my time as you'd think, which is great because then I can work on lots of other things. You know, the fashion work takes up most of my time and music and all the other projects that I'm juggling and being a mum. But it's great because it enables me to do all the other things that I love. So,
and I think
it's
nice
a dream
having,
job, really.
And nice having that regular gig, right? Because I think, in especially in showbiz, it's so rare to have that sort of, you know, knowing you've got that thing.
Yeah, they still like to keep you on your toes, though. You know, they haven't given me a 10-year contract.
By which you mean Simon likes to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, that's Simon.
He does. Yeah. But he loves us, really. I think.
Well, I think that really is palpable. When you watch it, I think that the chemistry on that show really works, I think, now. It's the four of you just have such a great sort of camaraderie. You know, you all get on really, really well. And I think that really shines through the TV.
No, you know, the secret to that show's success is the Alicia Dixon cackle.
That is true.
By a country mile.
Does anyone have that as their like ringtone?
Well,
they should.
I hope not. They're friends and family.
You have to monetize it, I'm telling you.
There's nothing worse than when I hear my laugh back, it makes me cringe so much. But you can't change your laugh.
I love
you get
it.
Given one laugh, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to get on with it.
I feel I've got quite a few in my arsenal. I've got an arsenal of laughs, depending on how funny you
two.
Are.
Yeah.
I think this is a business idea for you. I think, you know, I watched that TV show, The Agency, with Morgana Robertson, and she had a whole thing where she pretended to be Joanna Lumley giving the end of the world announcements just to keep everybody calm. This is an emergency, but don't worry, it's Joe. I think if it really does come to doomsday, end of the world, we should just have your laugh playing on a loop on national
booming
TV.
Booming out.
I mean, nothing can be that bad when you're hearing that laugh.
Some people find it really annoying. It's definitely a Marmite.
Your
laugh.
PA's here. Write this down, Bernadette, because this is a good idea.
See, I just find it totally contagious. Like, I actually become, I'm actually mimicking your laugh. Like, you know,
I don't. I just wish I had a more feminine laugh. You know,
no,
like,
I don't.
No, don't.
Come on, I love
like a
it
bit more. You know, that makes you look pretty. A pretty laugh. That?
Great.
No, you've got to pretty everything else.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Come on,
you haven't seen my feet, Joe.
Give the other girls a chance. So how do you, you know, I know it's awful to ask this of because people don't ask it of dads, but you're so busy. How do you juggle everything with?
My mum is amazing.
Secret weapon.
If it wasn't for my mum, honestly, I mean, obviously my partner's brilliant, but he, being self-employed as well, his hours are all over the place. My mum's been that steady rock for us. And it's so nice going to work knowing that Azura's with her nanny and they've got such a good bond, such a strong relationship, and that's lovely. And I just know that sometimes she's pushing me out of the door, which actually is quite comforting because I don't suffer with the guilt. I don't worry. I'm like, she's happy.
You know, and I think that as they get older, I think when, especially if you do a quite exciting job, I know that there are times when my daughter wishes that I would be the one to pick her up from school.
Right.
But she's pretty excited when she gets to meet Little Mix as well.
Yeah, kind of balances itself out.
Takes the edge off it a bit.
I love that.
So she'll love that. She'll be so proud of you as she gets older.
And that's it. And she really motivated me to keep working hard and aspire to more because I want to be a role model to her. I want her to see me doing what I love to do. I want to be the
example. Yes, I agree.
Is she a chip off the old block already, Alicia? Can you see a little bit of yourself in her?
She's feisty. She's really...
How's the laugh?
She's got the laugh. She's cheeky. She's me, really. Even when she's being naughty and having a tantrum, I look to my partner, I'm like, it's my fault. You know?
Or me.
Hopefully she got his feet though, right?
She got his feet.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I wish she had his calm nature though. No. He's so chilled.
Yeah, my husband's the chilled one.
Yeah, and she's not, but she's very, very funny. But you can't have a spirited child and not have the two sort of polar opposite ends to it. So one day she's full of beans, full of life, and then another day she's putting me on the naughty step, kicking off, screaming, having tantrums. And now I just ignore her. I've actually found a way to zone out. I can just carry on doing what I'm doing, cleaning up, washing up. There's no pun intended with the song there.
She's always plugging this one.
Honestly, I just heard that as I said it. And I just blank it out. And
you
I find
come across this kid and think, who's that?
Yeah, the more I ignore her, the better. Then she just stops.
It's easy for me to say, I don't have a kid, but I always say to my friends who say that, I've got a very spirited child, which is basically a very PR way of saying a little bit of a shit sometimes.
Yes, there you go. But I heard it from someone else the other day and I thought, I'll use that. That sounds really good.
She's very spirited. But... I always say I'd rather have a kid that way than a, yes, you know, a bit
exactly.
boring.
Exactly. Yeah. She's got a lot of personality and I love that. Whenever we take her to like play groups and stuff, my partner and I always feel a bit braggy because she's so charismatic and she's so full of beans and life, and a lot of the other children just walk around like really dopey. It's like, get some life in you, come on.
She's going to be a showbiz girl.
Yeah.
Oh, God help us.
So tell me, speaking of showbiz, you've got BGT. You said, are you allowed to talk about, you've got a new show?
Yeah, I've got a new show called Dance, 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 which I'm hosting.
And what's that about then?
I'm not quite sure it says what it does.
We're looking for the best mathematician. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's really boring. People do nothing on it.
That's the sales pitch of the century. I'm watching. I'm hooked. I'm Sky Plussing right now.
Yeah, honestly, it's really boring. No, it's brilliant. Visually spectacular. And, you know, dance is right up my street. So it feels like a really good fit. And it's coming out at a time of year when it's cold and no one wants to go out. You need something on TV that's a bit of fun. And I think people are going to love it.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
So that in the new year?
In the new year. Cool. Yes. Watch this space.
And you've got a clothing line and a...
I do.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
So I'm working with Little Black Dress and we're just about to launch the spring summer collection. And I've designed the whole collection with my best friend, Nicola Atkinson, who actually designs Little Mix's stage outfits. She's brilliant. And the fact they've just let us get on with it and do what we want has been great. And I'm learning so much and I have so much respect for the fashion industry. It is so, it's just such hard work, but it's really rewarding once you've like worked hard on something and then you see people wearing your dresses. It's just such a lovely feeling.
Does that really get you so excited when you see somebody wearing something you've basically
created? It's a scary feeling because obviously you're putting things out there to be judged, but that's life. It's the same with music. But yeah, the reward is if you get really positive feedback and people are loving it, then you think, okay, it encourages you to want to keep going and do more and do better.
And working on music?
More music, absolutely. I've been so lucky over the last couple of years to be back on stage doing what I love. And I always feel like if I'm not doing music, I'm not being me. And I feel most myself when I'm on stage. And so, yeah, there'll be more music coming out this year.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, we're going to get into some nutty topics now.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, you're ready for a fight?
Get ready.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Is it okay to be late? Now, this is something that James brought to the table. I want you to explain.
I say this first of all, as somebody who's not particularly well known for being very punctual, you know, I'm not one of those natural morning people. So mornings are not good. And I'm also one of those terrible people. And I say, oh, how far away are you? Oh, 10 minutes. It's always 10 minutes, even if I'm half an hour away. And
right.
I've actually had my 20s and 30s. I've
Manage
had to really,
expectations.
I know, but I've had to really, really work on my timekeeping, which is maybe why now I'm a bit less tolerant for this, which I'm noticing is creeping up. But I just said, I've gone to a few dinner parties recently where people, we did a feature in Glamour about this, the modern etiquette of dinner parties and stuff. And one of the questions we asked the expert was, what is the appropriate time to turn up? Because you should never basically turn up. If you're told Alicia to come for 7 o'clock for dinner, you don't turn up at 7 o'clock because that's apparently bad manners.
Oh, God, my friend Mark does that. And I love you, Mark. Hi, Mark. But it's like literally you can put a stopwatch on. And it's because he's like me. He's just chronically just hates to be
late. But you should never be there. 7 o'clock, ding
dong. So what time should you be
there? Well, there's a window. You're supposed to be there no later than... No earlier than 10 minutes. So basically you should be there at 10 past 7, but then no later than 20 minutes.
Okay.
So your window is basically 10 minutes from 10 past to 20 past whatever time you've been told to get there.
You can't win.
I know. But I've been at dinner parties recently where people have been rocking up like an hour and 15 minutes late.
No, that's rude.
And that's just
rude,
right?
That's so rude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but I know a couple of...
Animals.
I've been to a few events and, a couple of celebrities, no names being mentioned, have been like an hour and a half late. And that annoys me even more because I think you think just because you're famous, it's okay for you to be late.
It?
I can't bear it. I'll tell you after, Jenny.
Yeah. Right.
I can't bear it because it's so rude.
Whenever there's food going to waste, it's even worse.
Absolutely. Or if it's a charity do, that really gets on my...
Yeah.
Oh, no, totally. And just that thing that like my time is, oh, I'm sorry, I had this and I had that. And, and it is, and that's why I think I just, oh, God, I could actually weep if I'm running late because I just feel that pressure from everybody else's time to the point where another friend of mine, throwing all my friends under the bus in this one, who used to be chronically late. And I think, obviously, you know, I'm not anal. If people, you know, trains, planes, automobiles, yeah. 5, 10, even 15 minutes. Mm. A friend of mine used to regularly turn up like 30, 40, 45 minutes late. And she's so lovely and we all just adore her. And she's so charismatic and giggly. And she'd always turn up and giggle. And there was one day and I sort of like said, no, I can't do this anymore. I look like a moron. Everyone's giving me, oh, she's been stood up, pity
right.
eyes. Oh,
no one wants
goodness.
Those looks.
I'm sort of like, you know, trying to look busy on my email, but everybody knows there's that sad girl whose friend isn't coming. And since I sort of gave her that quite firm speech, now I feel really bad because now she's always early.
Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you always been good for timekeeping?
Apart from today.
Yeah, the irony of this subject.
I know, and I was late
35
today.
5 minutes late.
But the thing is,
and I didn't give her the speech.
But like you, that makes me. I mean, I could cry because I hate being late, and I've always been a person that I prides myself on being on time.
In fairness, my expectations were managed by your wonderful Bernadette, who was like, look, we're kind of all over the place. We've got this, we've got that, we've got this. And I think if you're saying, I'm kind of thinking this window, but please bear with us, then I'm relaxed. That's fine.
I hear
fine.
You.
That's
there's nothing,
cool, right?
I mean, my days in Mystique were the trickiest when it came to managing lateness because I was always on time and one of the members was always ridiculously late. And it got so bad that we had to put a fining system in place. And the minute we said, right, if you're late, you have to put £50 into the pot, suddenly she was on time. Every day.
Well, doesn't it just show you what people are capable of? Yeah. I bet you were thinking, brilliant, I'm going to get a diamond ring out of this.
Yeah.
I don't even think I got £50.
It kicked in straight away.
But it worked.
I like that.
You've got
like
to address it,
like
basically, I think. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's okay for people to take the mickey.
I mean, I'm not defending people who are late. And I'm just saying this as a reformed late person.
No, every day is bad. Once in a blue moon is fine.
Okay, she's telling me off.
No, but it's true, isn't it?
I'm terrified. No, not.
You have changed that. I will vouch for that.
Yeah.
This is like James's review on the podcast.
Not awkward at all. But honestly, it's one of the things I've really worked on. Because I sound like somebody's gone to have therapy.
No, I love
therapy.
But obviously, it's been a thing. Yeah.
But I will say this. I will say it really bothered me. Mm. Like, there were two things about me in my 20s that really bothered me. The fact that I smoked and the fact that I was always late.
Right.
And they were the two things I was really ashamed of. It really annoyed me. I hated, two real weaknesses I felt. Mm. And I eventually managed to eradicate both. Smoking, definitely. I'm still occasionally late. But
why are you occasionally late, though? Because you're just...
I think like what Joe said, occasionally that Victoria line just ain't working
life,
on your side.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I do feel like people who are late, I think they hate being late. Do you know what I mean? I don't think
no one
goes out their way to intentionally be rude or to be late
unless they want to make an entrance.
Except that couple of celebrities,
exactly.
But I do be discussing later.
But I do agree with you, Joe. If you're not, it's like everything in life. If your friends don't take you aside and tell you when you've been out of line and tell you seriously, you're never going to really correct it, are you?
No, that's right. I think addressing anything, I mean, it's just something I'm trying to work on because I don't do that naturally. You know, just addressing things, but it helps if people know where they stand with you. That kind of solves half the problem.
I do like working on friendships that way. God, I'm really not that bossy in my friendships, but I think sometimes
I need
you
to be more like that.
You have to be honest in a nice way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to be Monica. We can't all be Rachel. Yeah. You've got to be Monica.
Yeah.
Because I love you and I want that 35 extra minutes with you. Pain in the ass.
Noted for the next time she comes
Nothing
on the podcast.
Worse, though, than sitting in a restaurant or a bar on your own, though, waiting for someone. That's
those looks
nice.
Of pity, it's just, and you just want to scream, no, you know, I'm not that lone, I'm not a loser.
I usually will pull up somewhere and wait in the car till my friend says they're putting up on the street, and then I'll get out of the car.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, next on the agenda, I've got my notes for the meeting.
Okay.
I guess one solution to never being late to solve that is just to never go out. I mean, is it okay to just hibernate, particularly
yes.
for winter?
No thought required, yes. No.
Very natural.
I can't imagine you standing that for 20 minutes, let alone like the month of January.
I wish that I could hibernate. I love the idea of it. And I think it's all relative to where you live. You know, I think the fact that it's so cold here and so miserable at Christmas time. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You just want to snuggle up and be cozy. If we lived in LA, we wouldn't even be having this debate, Joe. We'd just be out. We'd be loving life.
We'd be recording outside and drinking wine.
Yeah, we would. We're 100%. So I think it's all weather dependent.
What do we drink in LA?
Just have an egg white omelet and a damn matcha powder juice.
But I will say, even though it's tempting to want to hibernate and not do anything, I think you have to give yourself that extra push, kick up the butt to actually get out and do stuff when it's cold. Because it's so easy to just say, no, I'm not going to do anything.
Especially with social media, you can just chat to your friends online and never make contact with anybody ever again. It's just like getting off on this fantasy a bit.
I'm with you totally. It is a really hard time of year to motivate yourself to be social.
Yeah.
But the irony is it's probably the most social time of year, isn't it? In terms of all the festive things you've got to go to and all the get-togethers and the reunions and family stuff. This is the thing about me. I find, you see, I tend to have this thing about hibernating one night a week the whole year round. Like, I've almost developed this terrible thing now of automatically saying no to anything on a Monday. Trying to get me out the house on a Monday. Mm. Well, good luck
to
you. Yeah,
I love a Monday night.
I just love... See, this is where Joe and I are going to disagree because I love, for me, Monday night in is the only
nothing
bit
on
of...
Nothing on the telly.
No. Netflix.
Oh yeah,
there's always something
never
on Netflix.
Excuse anymore, I know.
But for me, Monday is about almost like life admin night. You know, where you get your night in.
Couldn't think of any.
Oh, yeah. You are so fun.
Yeah. I am Monica.
I don't have one admin night.
I'm all about the fun. I'm Monica. But you know, I like to say you do your laundry, you get your food in for the week.
I'm such a catch. On a Monday if I'm home. Yes, yeah. I'll do that.
But for she's too busy making sweet love to her sexy partner. She hasn't got time for life admin.
Or waiting in her car for her friends to turn up so she can actually go and have a night out.
I love going out Monday night. I went out last night was Monday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but in real time it was Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a seat at a restaurant. And it was quiet.
I think it's great.
And I got a taxi home. Mm. Friday night, it's like Dante's Circle of Hell out there in London. I can't bear it. That's the night I want to hibernate.
See, she makes a convincing argument
100%.
Now.
And Mondays are usually a tricky day. People do the things that you just said.
They're really exciting.
So to break that mold and go out on a Monday night is a smart idea.
Because it's Monday, nobody is rolling their eyes at you or thinking you're antisocial if you want to go after two cheeky glasses of wine.
Yes, because it's Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's good. Right. But see, my problem is I just fear the fact that I have no self-control. So the idea for me is that it's the fear of possibly being hungover to buggery on a Tuesday morning, meaning the week goes on.
So it's for your way of controlling the rest
you know
of
what?
Your week.
Because a week is long
that's
anyway.
Okay. I think if you want to be hungover on a Tuesday on occasion, it's going
to
happen.
Great
so rock and roll.
God, I want to work here.
Well, you are technically. We put you to work.
But please, I'll probably offend everyone now. Please do hibernate in January if you are. I respect the detox. I respect the dryness. But I can't. I respect the dryness. That's not
I know what you meant. But, I know where you're going.
That doesn't sound too good.
I just have no time for not drinking in January.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
No time for it.
I don't see the point in going the whole of January not drinking. Well, maybe like the first couple of days.
January is very long.
It's really long and really cold.
Why don't they make it dry February?
Because it's my birthday. Bad idea from the get-go.
But A, it's shorter.
Yes.
B, it's nowhere near as miserable.
True.
And C, pretty much people have been paid again, so they're not still smarting from Christmas.
Yeah.
January is the worst time to go dry. Sorry.
You're right. In a way, the Christmas celebrations need to keep going.
Yeah.
But in a way, that's the time where you just want to be a little bit down. Be a little bit depressed.
Embrace the gloom.
Just like, you know, contemplate the year that you've had. Think about what you want to do for the year going forward. So January is really hard for a lot of people.
Drag out that slanket.
Oh, I go away in January every year.
Yeah.
Always.
If you can, I think always try and get a holiday in January. Well, it really breaks up the winter.
Take advantage of that. Well, your daughter is not school age.
I know.
Because that's what I really miss.
Yeah.
Just being able to go on holiday whenever.
Yeah. But it does. I think that the last couple of years I've had a sunny holiday in January or February. And it does. Cause I always say this. I think people think of winter as being Christmas being the finishing end. And it's not.
It's
actually
like
another two. And so
it goes until April.
Anything that can break up that sort of gloomy, wintry spell, I think, it will always make the winter.
But after
more
this
bearable.
Conversation, I think I am going to make more of an effort to get out more in January, February, March, because you're right, it's too easy to just stay home, hide. But actually, I think once you make the effort and get out there, you actually feel better for
it. Well, every Monday night, we're having a party in this pod cupboard.
I'll see you here then.
Totally welcome.
Oh, that's my January sorted.
BYO box of wine.
Love it.
So. In summary, no hibernation.
No hibernation. Yeah. A little bit, but make more of an effort.
So about balance, isn't it?
Balance, exactly.
And that's the law. Is it okay to have periods of boredom in a relationship? And I'm sorry, Ross, I'm not bored. I love you.
Oh, bless you, Ross.
I know. He really does get a pasting on this podcast, and he's the loveliest husband. My point is, and I'm really interested to know what you guys think of this, is that I just see a lot of people, particularly younger people, give up on relationships at the first sign of a dull patch or the first sign of not having sex 500 times a week. And I just kind of feel like, you know, sticking it out and finding somebody who you can be honest with about and say, do you know what? We really need to kick ourselves up the bum. We have got a bit boring. And sort of like, and have the yin and yang of that and have the ups and downs of that can make for actually a really strong relationship.
I think that's a healthy relationship.
I think so.
That's normal.
Yeah.
If you don't have the good and the bad, you know, you appreciate the good more when you have moments where it's a bit boring, as you say. And I think it's really good if two people can come together and say, actually, let's acknowledge that relationships aren't brilliant just because they're brilliant. You have to work hard.
Yeah. And I think, you know, people say, oh, marriage is hard work, relationships are hard work. But that was, I think the first time, I think I was about 30. And that when the first time that meant something, it's like, man, they weren't lying.
No, they're not lying.
Really have to put the work
in. You do.
Yeah.
You almost have to like take stock of things and sort of like assess where you're at and then move forward from there. I mean, I don't get freaked out by having moments like that anymore because I've kind of made peace with the fact that it's just a moment and it will pass.
But you know what I was
saying?
A bit like our moods.
You know?
But what I was saying to James earlier is on the flip side of that, sometimes, especially if, you know, I've been with my husband for a long time and if we go out for date night, big exciting dinner night, and I find myself almost performing in a restaurant where, because I don't want everybody to be looking around going, oh, look, it's that poor couple. They've got nothing to say to each other. But we're just sort of like comfortably not talking.
Right.
So if he says,
save it for the restaurant. Don't talk to me in the car. Save it for the restaurant.
So if he says something funny, I find myself going, ah! Whereas I'd sort of like snigger at home. You know? So, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I know what you mean. But but to me, that sounds like you've got a really strong relationship. The fact that you're so comfortable with your partner that you do not have to have conversation every second of the day. You can be chilled.
But I think
silent.
What you have and I say this not just because Ross is maybe listening, but you do have you both have a great sense of humour, and I think if you have,
you need one to be married to me.
But if you, I think a couple who laugh together, I think stay together.
Absolutely.
And you can't take it too seriously.
I'm going to say one lovely thing about my boyfriend, because if he's listening, I can't say anything bad. Obviously, that is what I love about him the most. That when I've got the raging ump, or it's the wrong time of the month, or something's narked me, he can say or do anything, and it breaks me out of that mood.
Yeah,
and he has a sense of humour about everything, which makes life so much easier.
But on the flip side, I was also saying to Joe earlier, for me, the ultimate compliment to anyone who's in your life or any relationship you have is silence.
Yeah.
Because it means you are totally comfortable.
Yes.
If you can sit there and not utter a word.
They say that in Pulp Fiction, don't they?
Yeah. But as much as we were joking about being a couple in a restaurant, I actually think sometimes it's actually just
nice.
It's refreshing. We spend so much of our lives having to perform.
No, yeah.
Hey, we made a job out of it.
Yeah. We actually get paid for this.
We've made it a career strain. Yeah. But yeah, you know, you do spend so much of your time having to perform for other people that I think there's something so refreshing about actually just being sat there watching TV, not actually having to say, "How was your day, dear?" You know what I mean?
I know.
Oh, I don't care how his day was. Only joking.
But you'll find it on the podcast.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
It's brilliant. On the flip side, do you have any sort of like vague rules about when it is too boring, or do you know what I mean?
I mean, he's really good at doing the motivational talks and saying to me, you know, we have to make an effort and we have to really create that special moment. Everyone goes through that honeymoon period, and it does go, and you kind of have to find new ways to ignite things, you know.
Do you do date night, both of you?
We don't necessarily officially call it date night, but we do make an effort to go out, just the two of us.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
And I say that with friends as well, because the truth is, you would never just go months without making an effort to see one of your best friends. So why would you not do the same thing for your partner?
Do you find, because we obviously, relationships come up all the time in glamour features meetings, and I can see sort of like the millennial generation in the room when you talk about, okay, you have to make time, you have to make time to have a date, or have to make time to be together, and all those sorts of things. You can see them going, that's never going to happen in my relationship.
Really?
And you know that, you know, it's kind of a trajectory that we all end up on.
But I do think you made a good point in the jokes. I feel this about the younger people we work with in the office. They're just, I think, generally quite they're very time focused in terms of they worry about they're not getting somewhere quickly enough, or they're not getting promoted quickly enough, or it's they're getting a bit bored, and so the little magpie comes out and they want to move around. They're thinking about taking other offers elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I worry if they do let that translate to their relationships, then you know they aren't going to embrace what we've been talking about.
We live in a very impatient society where everything's now, and I guess, like you say, that would be reflected in somebody's relationship too. I think it's just about being as relaxed about it as possible and not panicking at the first sign of what you would suspect could be boredom. Just going, this is life, this is the balance of it, it's ups and downs, it's and that's actually what makes it colourful, makes it interesting, I think.
And what about you in your career, just sort of going sideways for a minute, did you have that, I've got to be in a pop band by the time I'm 18, and did you have that sort of like feeling of needing to progress, or do you think things have happened because you've just let them happen, or
I think it's a combination of both. Actually, I think, you know, working my butt off and just being focused and motivated and not accepting anything less, but at the same time being quite philosophical about life and just going, actually, what's meant for me will be for me. I'm very much on that kind of person that believes what I put out will come back, and I sort of have always lived my life and tried to be as much in the moment as possible. And I think the beauty about getting older for me is I care less, but not in a, I don't care about my career or anything like that, but just I don't worry so much about the future. I'm just really much about enjoying my now, and I think you spend so much of your 20s anxious and thinking about the future and agonizing over things, and actually the older I get, the more chilled I become. And my partner's helped me chill out because he's so relaxed.
But don't you think, you know, I hate to be keeping when you're a mum, but, you know, children, you don't get away with impatience. You don't get away with having too much time to contemplate your own navel. You just don't get away with it. So
you're right. And another thing that Azura has done, actually, is she's also remotivated our relationship, because she makes us think, actually, we want her to see mum and dad still being romantic and doing nice things and treating each other with respect. So actually, she's another thing that's helped us just check ourselves.
Yeah. Right? I used to think that until the time my husband and I kissed in front of my daughter recently, and she said, if we do it again, she's going to call the police.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
So look forward to that phase where she's just grossed out by your exciting relationship.
That spirited child of yours.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's coming. You know it's coming.
I embrace it all. And I think that's the key to anything. It's just like embracing whatever is thrown at you.
Even going out on a Monday.
And it's like, that's life.
Well, it's a bit sweaty in here now. So I'm not going to physically embrace you. But
I feel like we should be in a club.
I told you we'd warm up.
Embrace you, Alicia Dixon. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to BGT Dance, 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 whatever that's about.
Yes. And the math show.
Yeah.
Bring your laugh to the podcast at any day.
I'd love to, definitely.
And let me have that cackle for a ringtone, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.